This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News, and joining us now is Kevin Convey. He's an assistant professor of journalism at Quinnipiac University and was editor-in-chief of the New York Daily News from 2010 to 2012. So what was your reaction to the news that started trickling out late last week about these layoffs?
Well, I have to say that I was surprised but not shocked. And the reason for that is that, you know, I mean, since I left the Daily News in 2012, there has been just a continuing sort of cascade of layoffs. And, you know, this is Tronc's MO. I mean, Tronc, you know, moves in and, you know, supposedly assesses the situation and then hits, you know, hits whatever it takes over with a 30 to 50% layoffs. It's part of the business model. So I'm not surprised at all, though I am saddened, terribly saddened, actually, for, you know, the people who basically have been, you know, working their hearts out to keep the Daily News vital. And I'm also sad for the people of New York City because, you know, this is a newspaper with a proud tradition and a very important civic position as sort of the, you know, left-wing populist newspaper in New York City. And I think, you know, as its voice is quieted by its owners, that will make the New York Post all the louder, and that's not good for anybody.
Why did you end up leaving the paper?
I basically disagreed with a former owner, publisher Mort Zuckerman, about how to run the paper and about what we should be focusing on. He was very, very focused on newsstand sales, and I was very, very focused on digital, and we just couldn't come to an agreement, so he's the owner, and I left.
So give us a sense of what that newsroom is going to be like now. If they had roughly 80 people on the editorial side, that's down to 40. How do you get a paper out?
Well, you can get a paper out. You just can't cover very much. I mean, frankly, you know, you can get a paper out with about 10 people. That's not really the issue. The issue is, you know, asking 40 people to cover, you know, a city of 8.5 million. It means that they're just not going to be able, they're just going to have, they'll cover maybe, you know, 10, 12 stories a day. That's what it means. And, you know, one of the things that Tronc has said, oh, we're going to focus on crime, we're going to focus on justice, we're going to focus on this. Trouble with that is precisely what the Daily News has always focused on. As a tabloid, its brief was to cover, you know, essentially crime, politics, and sports. I didn't hear Tronc mention sports. Sports has still got to be one of the Daily News's, you know, top-selling categories. But, you know, there's virtually no difference between what Tronc said it's going to be covering and what it has been covering. Therefore, the only difference is half the staff and the number of stories. And that's, you know, that's a real problem.
So in your from your point of view, what would be a workable way to keep the Daily News well-staffed and doing the journalism that it's been doing for years and years?
There are a couple of things that could happen. You know, the first is that a mogul with deep pockets could come and buy the Daily News to keep it alive, such as, happened out in L.A., happened in Boston, happened down in Washington with Jeff Bezos. The problem with Mort was that Mort's primary interest was in real estate, and as such, he was in a business of appreciating assets. And, you know, as a result, he just could not contend with an asset that was constantly depreciating and basically costing him money, about 20, 21 million bucks a year at that time. But somebody like Rupert Murdoch, who owns the Post, I mean, his losses, I don't know what they are now, but when I was in New York, they were rumored to be $60 to $80 million a year. He just didn't care. I mean, he saw it as the price he paid, number one, for the influence that a newspaper in the New York City market gives you, and number two, for that, you know, that mouthpiece and keeping, you know, a business that he got his start in and loved alive. So, you know, that's one way that you could do it. The nonprofit model, such as is being experimented with in Philadelphia, has some promise. It hasn't proven out for a metro paper yet. Perhaps Philadelphia will in time be one where it does. So that's another alternative, the nonprofit alternative. And the third alternative is to really get going in a way that the Daily News under Mort and the Daily News under Tronc has not, with accelerating the digital transition, stop worrying about the newsstand sales, which are basically a vestige of the glory days of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and really, really focus on a digital business model and focus on your customers above all. One of the big problems that the Daily News had was that, first of all, its business model was based entirely on street sales, almost entirely, some delivery, but 80%, 90% street sales. And those, of course, have plummeted over the last 10 years as more and more people get their news digitally. On the other hand, lots of its revenue and probably 60 to 70% of its entire revenue comes from the print edition. So it's very, very hard to leave the print edition behind. But it's crucial that the company's attention shift from that to accumulating digital customers. And so far, I just haven't seen, or the only thing I've seen on the digital side for the Daily News, to say nothing of mobile, by the way, which is really what we should be talking about when we're talking about digital. The only thing I've seen is price cutting on the cost of a digital subscription. That is not going to do it. Digital customers have expectations about personalization and stuff that the Daily News hasn't even touched. And part of the problem is, that print model is so, so strong in its DNA, it's tough to overcome. But it's either got to overcome or it's going to die.
Don't you think it's late now to get the horse back in the barn in terms of a true paywall on these? Effectively, they were commuter papers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's, it is certainly a long process, but I mean, I never say die, don't forget. I mean, the New York Times is in many ways a special case, but, the New York Times gave away its content just like everybody else from the very beginning, and now, something like 75% of its revenues are coming from digital. You see, it's not just the paywall that matters. In fact, it's not even the paywall that's most important. What's most important is transitioning advertisers as well to digital, and that can be a tough sell for the Daily News because, like the Daily News, the traditional print customers, the print advertisers, are old-fashioned too. They like the print product. They don't, I'm not sure that the digital product is being sold properly to them. I do think that, particularly given the Daily News political stance in opposition to Trump and out kind of on the left, counterbalancing the Post on the right, is worthy in some ways of customers paying for it. And that pitched in the proper way, I think that they might pay for it. But I don't feel as if there's been a really focused effort to do that.
If you were writing the Wood for tomorrow's Daily News and tomorrow's Post, what would you say?
First of all, the Post isn't going to splash with the Daily News's travails. But if I were writing for the Post, certainly it would be tronked. If I were writing for the Daily News, I would be constrained because, first of all, it wouldn't be the Wood because they don't want to put their bad news out on page one. But second of all, it would probably have to be played straight because the new editor is a loyalist from, I think it's upstate New York. So I think you would probably have something pretty sedate, and I wouldn't expect that the Daily News would even have, the cuts on page one.
All right, last question. Governor Cuomo put out a statement today saying, without any specifics, that if there was some way the state could have worked with Tronc to avoid these cuts, that it would have, and he stands ready to assist to try to keep the Daily News as a strong New York City institution. Do you think there is a sort of public-private model here that could be explored?
Well, I mean, I do in that I think there are lots of ways in which the state of New York was willing to extend tax cuts and things of that nature to all legacy newspapers in the state. I mean, you couldn't just do it for the Daily News. You'd have to come up with something that, would, support a lot of troubled papers in New York. But I certainly think that if there were, look, you know, Mort, for example, and Rupert as well, both got big tax breaks. You know, Mort for moving downtown and back downtown in the wake of 9/11. There were huge tax breaks given to businesses that were moving in at that time. I know that Rupert enjoyed tax breaks from moving the post from downtown to 6th Avenue. So there are lots of ways to work the tax code to help out. And I think, you know, in the short term, that's fine. But in the long term, you know, the challenge is really one to the basic business model. And, you know, tax cuts aren't really going to fix that. What's going to fix that is visionary thinking, brave leadership, and bold moves to try and build a digital audience both on the circulation side and the paywall side, but also on the advertising and sponsorship side.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for reaching out. I appreciate it.